Tonight, I would like to offer to you the anger and the loss of happiness. It is very common in life when we go doing our daily business with families, with other people, at the workplace. It is very easy to have confrontations, frictions, and then the mind become agitated, frustrated, disturbed, and then can be very angry. And also, when we are angry, what happened is we lost the balance, we lost the judgments, we lost the logic, we lost the common sense. When we are angry, what happened is the ego is at the peak. This I, this me, has been somehow, hurt or verbally abused or make things, not in our way, so that this I, this me is now very disappointed, very unsatisfied and very agitated and now becoming very angry. So when we are angry like that, we went blind. We can't see anymore, and through that blindness, we make a lot of mistakes. We only see that anger at that moment, and that anger amplifies, that anger overwhelms, that anger consumed us. And the rest is, since we cannot see anymore, since we were blind, the rest become blurred. And with the anger, the things we said, the thing we carried out, the actions become very damaging to our lives. So when people can't see, when people are blinded through anger, it's a scenario like you're running in the dark, where you don't know what's in the front. It's a tree, it's a bushes, thorns, sharp things, cliff. You don't know, you're just running wild in the dark. Whatever comes, just bang, it goes. Consequences can be very damaging. So this is the characteristic of the anger. Because of that, due to this blindness through anger, we forgot what we are supposed to be in life for, what we are supposed to be in the relationships for. We're so angry, we hurt our partners, we hurt our children, we hurt our parents, friends, really hurt them. It's a severe and very intense sort of these actions in the body, speech and mind that really, damage other people, which in turn is damaging ourselves. But when we are angry, we can't see that, because anger makes us blind. So in a sense, if we are as we are habitual living, and then as in meditation, that we have seen that the mind is actually quite restless and hard to control in normal situations. So in a situation when we are very angry, it's not a normal situation anymore. It amplifies and they hit the roof and there's no coming down. The anger rolling and rolling and rolling and intensifies. So we say things with anger to our partners, to our children, to the loved ones that we have. Because this anger is so great, it's making us blind. We can't see. We are living and having these relationships, our partners, children, as a family, for happiness. Because we are angry, we are blind. What Buddha said, led by the desire, blinded by the ignorance. Ignorance, we can't see anymore. What is the desire? Desire to let this anger out, lash it out, verbally, physically, isn't it? To reduce this anger. That's why you hear some people go out and scream and yell it out, or punch the pillows and this and that, isn't it? So, you know, that's compared to physically really doing damage to other people and ourselves, that's a bit better. But we don't even have to get to that stage if we are alert, if we are mindful, if we are seeing things that is coming in our mind. So, you know, why do we do meditation? That's the reason we are doing meditation. When we meditate, isn't it, that concentration is there, you are concentrating, breathing in and breathing out. You're able to concentrate because your mind is there, the consciousness is there. The consciousness, the mind is seeing with the mind's eye, yes, I'm breathing in now, I'm breathing out. So the concentration is there, and the mindfulness or awareness is there. Once we forgot, and the mind wanders off into the thoughts and the dreams, the concentration is not there anymore, isn't it? So that's what we are meditating, to have this concentration as well as to have this awareness or mindfulness or remembrance at all times. So when you meditate regularly, when you practice it, you have this ability to notice what is coming up in your mind. Now you say, I heard this, and these words were not agreeable, they are abusive, they are rude, they are cynical and sarcastic. These actions I'm seeing are, you know, harm towards me. And from that, the mind starts getting angry. So as a meditator, practitioner, you come to realize, oh, there, this anger is there now. Because Buddha said, mind is the forerunner. Mano pubangama dhamma, mano seta mano maya. That's what Buddha said, the mind is the forerunner. Every words we say, every actions we do, come from this mind, right? So as a meditator, regular practitioner, as soon as the mind moves, we notice that the mind is moving now, the mind is start going to be angry, isn't it? Then with this meditation and the ability to concentrate, ability to notice, that will make us the wisdom that we need to give us the wisdom that we can use here. Buddha said, diverting, isn't it? Divert this to different thoughts, not anger. Like someone you love, you think about it, your child, happy moments, you think about it, and then you start, you know, realizing what life is all about, to be happy. Buddha said, every being strives for happiness. That includes us, as well as animals as well. They want to be happy, isn't it? So we have this, through mindfulness, we're aware of what we're here for happiness, to thrive for happiness. So we come to realize this anger, hatred, aversion, jealousy, etc., are the obstacles to overcome. So we don't then bog down in these hatred and delusions and aversions and jealousies. We have this wisdom to overcome them by knowing this mind. Our mind that is restless, our mind that is capable of getting angry, disappointed, it's the same mind with everyone. So whatever we say, whatever we do, have effect on them, as well as whatever they say, whatever they do has effect on us. So through this concentration, wisdom comes that, oh, the mind is like that. When I meditate, I'm seeing my mind going here, going there, restless. So is the other mind.